Deposit your drone dalama. Perhaps you cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? None I need my physical meeting. Perhaps you charge a boss. I'm a member. Village banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving at the group, Papa just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. Now FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Lack of bridges in Mukushi's Mushala area worries local traditional leader. Chitende, Shimabala, and Kambale roadworks in Kafue completed. In African news, Jacob Zuma's daughter denies terrorism charges as her trial starts. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The headman of Mushala area of Mutuku Ward in Mukushi district, Gilbert Chivale, has expressed concern over the absence of bridges in the area. He says this poses a serious challenge to residents, especially during the rainy season. Mr. Chivale explains that with the onset of rains, many children are likely to stop attending school as they are unable to cross flooded streams. He adds that the lack of proper bridges also affects other community members who struggle to access their clinics and other essential services during this period. He has since appealed to government to consider constructing bridges in the area to ensure that school children and the wider community can move freely and safely throughout the year.
Aba na we skuru ni bwati asana eni abukire na wale apuma kliniki bwati asana nomba kuma kliniki seti babu kevu inonga chakuti katuko itama bridge isi ya naya amba nomba eni abukire ili ingiri nenda yalo kemflei kalamba nishibaku lapiro kwabuka nishikulo kwa kusukulu pantulula maita kweba tiaba anabalapiro kwabuka matuku bridge sora bridge era na chivimbe bridge na chakuti batu wako wako makauve tituavika palia Awe ni nishama bridge yesu kuti ya babu ino.
Kafuro Town Council says the road maintenance works have been completed in the three wards of Lower Zambezi. According to the council, 12 kilometers is under Chitende, 10 kilometers under Chiawa Central, and 10 kilometers opening of a completely new road under Kambale. In a statement issued to Common Radio News, the council says this marks a significant step towards improving rural accessibility and promoting community development throughout the district. Kafuro Town Council Public Relations Unit says the above stated roadworks have been constructed under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF, a vital component of government's efforts to drive a rural transformation and infrastructure development. The local authority further says the road maintenance equipment is currently being mobilized to Chisakane Ward for additional roadworks. Government has condemned the riots and acts of arson that broke out in Chingola district on Saturday during President Hakainde Hichilema's visit to the Copperbelt town. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu charged that what happened in Chingola was totally unacceptable, saying it was a threat to the life of the president. Mr. Mwimbu has warned that government will not allow lawlessness in the country, from which quarters it is going to come from. He has since urged members of the public to engage government if they have an issue they want to be addressed, adding that the new Dawn government is always available for dialogue. And Mr. Mwimbu has charged that the Zambia Police Service and other security wings would take a very decisive action on the perpetrators and sponsors of that heinous act. The minister has, however, assured all law-abiding Zambians that government will ensure that only the lawbreakers are brought to book in relation to the unacceptable incident from Chingola.
Whatever happened was a threat to the life of the president. It was a threat to the presidency with the intention of creating anarchy in the country. We will not tolerate such lawlessness. The Zambia Police Service and other security wings will, therefore, take very decisive action on the perpetrators and sponsors of that heinous act. In the meantime, we call on the nation to remain calm as we conduct thorough investigations. Our assurance to all law-abiding Zambians is that we will ensure that only the lawbreakers are brought to book.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Police Service has apprehended 7 additional suspects in connection with a riot and arson incident that occurred on November 8, 2025 in Chingola District, bringing the total number of people in custody to 12. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga has confirmed the latest arrests to Common Radio News and reiterated the police commitment to ensuring that all those involved face the law. He says all the suspects are in police custody and will appear in court soon.
The additional arrested suspects are as follows: David Musonda, 821 of house number 49, Ndungu Road, Maiteneke, Chingola; Martin Mutale, 821 of house number 36, Dambo, Chuempala; Joseph Kanakachana Suruimba, 820 of house number 19, Mulangoti, Nchungora; Blessings Mapalo, age 19 of house number 30, Chikombe; James Njovu, age 34 of house number 26, Shinde Street, Nchungora; Waria Chanda, age 50 of house number 1091, Riverside, Nchungora; and Nicholas Kwivisa, age 30 of house number 28, Mukolo Road, Malemba, Nchungora. All the suspects have been detained in custody and will appear in court soon. The police continue to intensify investigations with the aim of identifying and arresting all individuals who participated in the violent acts that led to the destruction of property.
Mufurila District Health Director Dr. Abel Hamonga